It's no secret that my producer, Wes, and I love Knob Creek.
Absolutely, no secret at all.
But they have several different offerings at very different price points. And we're going to rank them blind. So if you don't know which Knob Creek reigns supreme, then stick around.
Well, before we get started in today's episode in Blind Taste Test, I do think we should take a moment to thank all of you patrons and Patreons, depending on what part of the country you're from. Mm-hmm. We'd love to thank you for your continued loyalty and support of this channel, its mission. We can't thank you enough for helping make this possible. And while we do hope that it is a donation that you make and you feel good about the mission, we do want you to get something in return. Yeah. Some of those benefits that include bonus content, special offers, distillery takeovers. We do barrel picks. We've got in-person meetups, monthly virtual bottle shares, all the good stuff online. We hang out together in camaraderie and community. We got discounts on merch. New merch, just hit the site, so get on there, check all that stuff out. And obviously, the satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting a channel and its mission, and we can't thank you enough. So, if that's something you're interested in and you enjoy this show, consider going over to the Patreon and checking out the options there and see if any of those tickle your fancy.
Yeah, and we thank you for the support. Now, disclaimers. Yep.
Okay.
So, Knob Creek has a lot of different offerings. They have ryes, they have bourbons, they have single barrels. And most of their non-single barrel options are 100 proof.
Mm-hmm.
But we decided to use their non-single barrel, non-rye options because the single barrel options are 120 proof. And since we're proof hounds, I was afraid
that would stick out like a sore thumb.
That it would stick out like a sore thumb, and so would the rye. And so that's why some of the ones that you're probably aware of are not included. And then as always, remember everyone's palate's different. So if we get a different result or somebody in the comments has a different result than what you think, it's totally okay. You can still be friends. So before we start tasting, we have to introduce our guest.
Yeah. Who are you?
Yeah.
Jason Giles.
The Jason Giles. You have to say the whole thing.
The J. Giles man?
Yeah.
The J. Giles man.
How about just Rosewood brand?
Rosewood. So you are the creator of Rosewood.
I am.
Rosewood has some beautiful offerings.
Mm-hmm. Correct. We got a little bourbon, a little rye.
A little bourbon, a little
Kentucky,
bit of rye.
Kentucky, Indiana.
Just a
spreading
man,
out the love.
Man about the whiskey town, you know what
yeah,
I mean? Just
absolutely.
All the way around. And we figured since we were doing a blind, it would be good to have a little bit more data. And given that he has to parse barrels for his brand.
I think I've only had one of these.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
This would be awesome.
I think I've only had the 12.
Okay.
This is great then.
All right.
An unbiased opinion. Now, me, on the other hand, I feel like I'm picking between my favorite children.
Yeah.
Blind taste testing, like to which child I prefer. You know, and I just feel bad about that.
Yeah.
I feel nervous. I feel like
it doesn't matter which one he puts last, he's going to feel like he made the wrong decision.
Yes, I am. So yeah. I want to apologize ahead of time, Mr. Beam. I love all of these.
Yeah.
And I would never pick a favorite, but today I have to.
My arm
is twisted, and here we are.
Yep, and he didn't know I was going to do this, although I did kind of do it for him because he loves Knob Creek so much. So what do we have in store for you today, gentlemen? We have four pours. Knob Creek 9-Year, which is $30 roughly SRP. We have Knob Creek 12-Year, which is roughly $62 SRP.
Mm-hmm.
We have Knob Creek 15-Year, which is roughly $120 SRP. And we have Knob Creek 18, which is roughly $170 SRP.
Okay.
So I think that this one is kind of interesting because the price goes up so drastically every 3 years of age that they add. And so
doubles.
It would be pretty freaking amazing if the 9 didn't come in last place because you could save an awful lot of money by buying the one that's readily available at all times.
Absolutely.
And we're going to give a little bit of information about Knob Creek before we go on the tasting journey just so that people are edified and learning something. So first off, Knob Creek is made by which distillery?
Jim Beam Distillery, the greatest distillery on the planet of Earth.
That is a disputed fact, but I appreciate his right to feel that way.
No, that's great. There are many great distilleries, but I love Jim Beam Distillery. Knob Creek first released in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of a small batch collection.
And that was kind of Jim Beam's answer to Buffalo Trace's release of
Blanton's.
Blanton's was trying to penetrate or create, honestly, a premium market. attract buyers, bring some excitement back to the bourbon world. Mm-hmm. They were kind of coming out of the bourbon dark ages. And they released Blanton's in 1984. I believe it was in 1987 or 88 that Jim Beam released Booker's as a small batch, which was a new term. Mm-hmm. It's still technically a marketing term, because I'm right. Small batch is not defined in the standards of identity, right?
I was going to bring that up. Actually, it's kind of a joke, isn't it? Because anything can be a small batch. It can be two barrels. It can be 1,000 barrels.
Right. So it is a marketing term. Yeah. But the term was new, and Jim Beam pushed it into the market, and it helped bring about the bourbon renaissance that we're experiencing today. Knob Creek.
You know where the name came from?
I do.
Of course you do.
Did you know that Abraham Lincoln was born in Kentucky?
I do.
Yeah. I think I knew that, but I forgot it until I was doing research for this episode. But between the ages of 2 and 7 years old, he lived along Knob Creek on Knob Creek Farms. His parents had leased 30 acres along the creek, and he actually almost drowned in Knob Creek and was rescued.
It was that beard that weighed him down.
Yeah, yeah.
When he was seven?
Yeah,
he probably had that thing when he was seven.
He was almost eight, so I'm guessing he didn't have the beard yet, but if he did, that would have been dope.
Yep.
I hope he's wearing the top hat too, because, you know, it just would have been...
Baby, like it's like baby Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, baby Abraham Lincoln, yeah.
It's not quite your swimwear you're looking for, that top hat.
But Austin Gawler was his friend who extended a branch to him in the...
Saved his life,
pulled him right out.
What a man.
And so Knob Creek, the bourbon, is named after that. And it is actually a historic site now. Yeah. You can go visit there. And so by the year 2000, because they launched in 92, Knob Creek and other ultra-premium bourbon started to really experience the bourbon boom. And they didn't know what was coming. And since it was a 9-year product, by 2009, they predicted there was going to be a shortage. And between the years of 2016 and 2020, they actually dropped the 9-year age statement. But in 2020, they brought it back, and we are lucky to be able to have this 9-year today. Gentlemen, do you have any predictions on how you think you're going to rate this?
I do.
All right.
Worst.
Wait, why?
Color.
Oh. Color, okay.
I have a prediction.
Okay.
A very bold prediction.
All right.
I might say that I'm going to love all of these.
Okay.
That's my prediction. I'm going to have a tough time deciding, but if I were to give an edge over these, man, probably 18 has probably been one of my favorites, but I drink Knob Creek 9 multiple times a week, and so it's probably just going to kind of hit home like it feels like home.
Okay, all right.
It'd be hard to beat that.
I'm predicting that I pick the 18, the 9, the 12, and the 15.
In that order. Okay.
And because I love the 9. It's got enough age that it's complex, but it's still bright, and it's great on the palate. But the 18 just hits different for me. I know you said you
haven't had them. I haven't had them, so I'm just going to go on what I like.
The 18 to me has a cherry component that the others don't have, and I'm hoping that sticks out enough to make it stick out. But I don't know. We don't know what's in these glasses, so.
I can't wait any longer. Let's start.
Let's do it.
I knew I was a bigger Bourbon Real Talk fan than you.
How do you know that?
Well, because I don't just use a Prideful Goat Glen. I got an official Bourbon Real Talk tumbler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I got this Bourbon Real Talk lanyard to carry my...
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Whiskey glass in.
Oh, well, speaking of whiskey glasses, do you have one of these?
No, I don't.
Rocks glass.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, official.
Well, I love my wife, and I bought her this official Whiskey Wife flask from Bourbon Real Talk.
Well, that's cute and everything, but I got my wife one of these.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And well, you can just add your own liquor, and it's an actual cocktail right there in a jar.
Me and my wife like to make cocktails, so we got this simple syrup off the website.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Okay. Well, do you and your wife have one of these? This is an official sticker. You can only get these on the website.
No, but I do have these official coasters that have the Bourbon Real Talk logo on them, and I'm representing.
Hmm. Well, while you're representing those little coasters of yours, I've got an aroma kit.
Do you?
Yeah, so I can smell literally everything in bourbon. Everything.
Well, I don't have that, but I do have this sample box that I keep all my samples in because I'm part of the community and I share samples.
Yeah, but do you have Glen Toppers that are officially Bourbon Real Talk?
I don't have that, but I do have this large whiskey carrying case for my glasses so that I don't break them.
See, I knew you had that. That's why I have this, the smaller version, okay? It packs more easily into your suitcase. Uh-huh. Don't mess with that big old thing, okay?
Suitcase, that's for lamos. Check this thing out. I have a Bourbon Real Talk bottle carrying bag. You can't beat that.
I don't know if I can because...
And on top of that, I have a Bourbon Real Talk t-shirt. I'm the bigger fan.
Oh, I can beat that. Is it extra schmedium?
No, I don't have an extra schmedium.
Ha! Extra schmedium.
You might be the bigger fan. You win.
I knew it.
So whether you're a Bourbon Real Talk super fan or simply looking for quality whiskey swag, head over to bourbonrealtalk.com today.
All right. We need you to reveal the bottles, pretty girl.
Are we doing guesses before she reveals?
I will.
I will too.
Okay.
I'll entertain that.
All right. So everybody has their rank, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you have any guesses as to what is in which?
Not knowing anything, I think this is the youngest and I think this is the oldest.
Okay. I agree with you. I think that the, I think the 18 is on the far right.
Yeah.
For us. Far left for you.
But I am curious which middle I like.
I think the 9 year is the number two.
Yeah. I think the second one was Knob Creek 9. I think it's 12, 9, 15, and 18.
Okay.
That was my guess.
All right.
Let's see it. Yeah.
I will say I had to.
Happens.
Yeah.
So this is
12.
The 12
was.
One for one so far.
Okay.
Yep.
There we go.
And hold on, what did you rank?
I ranked it second.
Second?
Second.
Second, third for me.
Okay.
All right.
Nine. Boom, baby.
I got that one right.
Two for two, here we go.
And you ranked it first?
First.
I ranked it last?
I ranked it
third?
Third.
Okay, we are all over the board on that.
Yeah.
I did know it was the nine, but...
It's really good.
I try, you know, when I first tasted through everything tasted just good. And yeah. I couldn't really pinpoint anything. And I felt myself just trying to figure out which one is which. And I finally just had to stop doing that.
Yeah.
And just taste it and rank it as I tasted it. And so.
Yeah. All right. What happened to me is when I tasted the second one, I knew it was the 9. And it made me think the first one was the 18 because I did taste some barrel char.
Yeah.
And then once I got to the third and the fourth one, I was like, nah, there's more going on in here. So that's where I started getting confused. All right.
16.
Number or 15.
15. 15.
I believe it's 15. Yeah.
It's 18.
Shoot!
I like the... Okay. Never mind.
All right. So you like the 18 the most.
All right.
You did. I was in fourth place for me.
And that one last.
Yeah. And I put the...
3 years.
You put it in fourth place.
I had 18 in fourth and a 15 in third.
I had the 18 in second and the 15 in first.
Hmm. All 18 right. in first and 15 in last.
Wow. 3 years difference.
3 years difference makes a big difference to me.
Yeah. Huh. Wow, that's amazing, man. I thought for sure that last one was going to be the 18.
So did I. So, I really, thought for sure.
Really
that,
cool.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, like I said, I loved them all, but I'm not surprised that the 9 won for me because I just drink it all the time to where it's just almost feels like home for me. So when I tasted it, like brings back like, oh, comfort, you know, like this is my stuff, you know?
I didn't feel like it was hard to identify the 9 because it was the one that didn't have as much barrel influence. And it was great, but it tasted less well-rounded to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes I think on a different day, the 9 would have stuck out to me because the other non-barrel components are still more prominent. But today must be one of those days where I like char.
I will say that the 15, to me, the one I ranked third, tasted like, if I didn't know the proof on all these, it would be the lowest proof of them. I don't know what it was. Maybe it's just that bottle. Maybe it's just that year.
Maybe it's just the bottle, right?
But it really was ultra easy to drink. You didn't really get any proof on the tongue to
yeah.
me.
And now that I'm tasting
them. It's number one.
Yeah, now that I'm tasting the 18 and the 15 together, I think I like the 18 more now that I know what they are. So that just goes to show.
There you are. He's a label hound.
Label will influence you. So if this is your first time tuning into the channel, we'd like to thank you for the view and let you know a little bit about our show philosophy. We're all about using bourbon to bring people together. And that's something that's important to me because I lost a loved one to suicide. And I had talked with a lot of his friends after his passing, and I realized that he had started to lose his social connections. And I wanted to find a way to help other people to form social connections so that they didn't feel the way that my brother did when he took his life. And I started seeing how bourbon was bringing people together, and I thought, well, maybe if I can get you connected to bourbon, the bourbon will do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. And so that's part of the reason why we do this channel. And it is also part of the reason why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community. Because if you're going to form connection, you have to have a connection point. And when we looked at forums online, there was a lot of negativity from trolls saying hateful things, usually trying to make themselves feel or seem important and to beat other people down. So we created Bourbon Real Talk Community to be a troll-free environment that fosters connection. And it's working, and it's free, and it's on Facebook. You can go join right now if you want. But seeing those trolls really opened my eyes to a fact, and that is that if a stranger can hate you, that means that a stranger can also love you. And that is why we end every show the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loves you, just know that we love you. And we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. In the steep hills of the rockiest of mountains, under beaming sun or windy winters, a prideful goat stands tall. The whiskey offers smooth yet bold flavors to be enjoyed anywhere with anyone. So take a leap and discover the complex and beautiful sceneries of the prideful goat with us. I'm Randy Sullivan, host of Bourbon Real Talk. My business partner, Christopher Hart, the host of Whiskey Neat, and I partnered with Giant Texas Distillers to create the whiskey brand, The Prideful Goat. That intro was one of the drafts for The Prideful Goat's back label. And the truth is, the name just sounded cool. There is no significance to the name, which makes the back label story a little bit difficult. We felt some of that was a little too fanciful for our target audience. Our goal was to create a whiskey by whiskey lovers for whiskey lovers. Cask strength, non-chill filtered, straightforward, no fluff. We're currently sold in California, New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Florida. And we're proud to announce that we're coming soon to Georgia, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, and Canada. If you want a quality whiskey that was curated for enthusiasts, head over to pridefulgoat.com and use the store locator. If your local store doesn't have it, just use the contact feature and we'll tell you how they can get it. We also have some pretty awesome Prideful Goat merchandise, including etched glens and t-shirts. If we're not sold in your state, don't worry about it. Sealbox and Bourbon Outfitter both carry our products for lower than average retail price. With no sales tax and discounts for multiple bottle shipping, in many cases you can get the Prideful Goat delivered to your door for less money than you would have spent at your local store. We hope you enjoy our little project. Cheers!